Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 9th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something was the premier event at Humanity Montana's Festival of the Book and was part of the Missoula Public Library's The Big Read. 11 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, The Things We Carry. This week's story comes to us from Luke Morgan Algeier and is titled On Two Wheels. Thank you for listening.
The adventure begins at midnight in Vancouver. Sam and I, my boyfriend, we have our bikes and everything we need for the next 1,800 miles packed into bags on those bikes. We had just gone through customs where we thoroughly baffled the customs agent by saying, "We're biking from Vancouver to Los Angeles." We then thoroughly baffled her more by saying, "We're staying tonight with a stranger on a boat in the harbor that is part of Vancouver." And so we're biking. I had just called that guy, Sean, who we're staying with, and he had the thickest Canadian accent I had ever heard. I said, "Hey, Sean, we're here." And he says to me, "Oh, good. Meet me at the dock. I've got a dog." And so we go to the dock where we're supposed to meet him, and we're waiting for a dinghy, and we see it putting across the little harbor there. And sure enough, he has a dog. He's carrying a dog named Sage with him. And I see this dinghy, and it doesn't look like it can hold our bikes. And so I say to him, "Should we lock our bikes up on the dock or what?" And he says to me, "Oh, no, just hand them down to me." And so we do, and he kind of stacks them on the dinghy. And then there's a little bit of space left, and so I say, "You go ahead and come pick us up later." And he says, "No, no, you get in the boat. There's plenty of room." And we do. We fit three men and a dog in the space of where I'm standing. And so that night, we are lulled to sleep by the ebbing tide, and then we wake up the next morning, and we begin our ride. Along the way, we met a lot of people, and they were carrying a lot of things. First, we met Leela, who carried with her an internet access so that we could watch a World Cup game before leaving that morning. Then we met Joe, a friend of ours, who was carrying with him a tarp big enough to cover us the entire campsite that we were at, because that day we had biked for 40 miles completely in the rain. We were drenched, and we were in the middle of the Olympic Peninsula, a place full of dead, sad towns. Unfortunately. And then we met Libby, who brought with her, she carried a casserole that her mother had made, and she allowed us to stay at her beach house in Pacific City, Oregon. And we stayed there for the 4th of July, a time when typically we would not be able to find a campsite because everyone is camping over the 4th of July. And so we stayed for three nights at her beach house and watched the fireworks launch over the Pacific Ocean. And we ate that casserole that she carried with her, and it tasted just like home. And then we met a guy who was biking from Seattle to San Diego and then back to Seattle. And he carried with him a cat in a trailer behind his bike. We never learned this man's name, but we learned the name of his cat. His name was Fun Times. And then we met a man that we liked to call Cowboy Nick. Cowboy Nick carried with him a full-size acoustic guitar in a hard shell case that he hung from the handle on his handlebars. He wore a cowboy hat instead of a helmet, and for breakfast he ate cold hot dogs in warm water with the ramen noodle flavor packets, no noodles. And then we met people like Thomas, who was from Paris. and he carried with him a pack of cigarettes. He was the only person we met who was biking the entire length of the Pacific coast of North America and smoked at least half a pack of cigarettes a day. For breakfast, Thomas would have exactly one cigarette. He also carried with him a trailer behind his bike with a lopsided wheel that would go ka-thunk, 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 ka-thunk every time he rode somewhere. And so you always knew Thomas was coming if you were traveling at the same speed as him because you could hear that coming from behind you. And then we met Chuck, who carried with him an iPhone. He carried an iPhone because he had just had heart surgery and he was in his 60s. He was biking from San Jose to Huntington Beach, California. And his wife had forced him to text him every 2 hours just so that she would know he was still alive. And then we met Doug, who carried with him dehydrated coffee from Italy. And we met Sochi, who carried a ukulele. And we met Daniel, who, because he was biking from Vancouver to San Diego in 20 days, carried practically nothing. And there were some days where I wish that we were carrying practically nothing, because there were some days where we didn't meet anybody, where we were biking 92 miles on accident. And that's not something that's easily done. It was days where we would be at mile 85, and we would see ahead of us just towering hills with no campground in sight. And we would be on a narrow two-lane road with no shoulder, and on one side a steep cliff up a mountain, and on the other side a steep cliff into the ocean. And it was on roads like this where a man in a giant truck carrying a yacht too big for this highway passed us, flipping us off, because we were on bikes on a road that fit us. And it was on these days when we were tired and hungry and when people were mean that I stopped on the side of the road and I broke down and I cried. And then it would be days like the next day after that when Sam would also break down and start crying and I would have to force him to eat food because he was hungry and he did not know what to do with himself. And it was these days where we felt alone and like we could barely carry ourselves. But we had to keep telling ourselves that these days, eventually, these days end. And when they end, we meet people like Mike, who carried with him his two daughters on a triple tandem bike. It had three seats and a trailer attached to it. And they were biking for a week around the Bay Area of California. And we would meet people like them and realize there is still humanity in this world. And what are we all doing but carrying each other? Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing, ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Luke Morgan Algeyer, Marlise Borchers, Michael Lapointe, Jenna Lyons, Kyle McAfee, Melissa Bangs, Jim Ambrose, Francis Scott, Jeremy Smith, Tamara Love, and Josh Wagner. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 17th at the Top Hat. The theme is adventure. See you then. Want to tell a story? Call us at 406-203-4683 or email us from the website at tellussomething.org to pitch your story idea.